This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Alaikum assalam.
We have a question from a professional counselor. She says that she meets quite a few Muslim women who are in abusive relationships, and they're really suffering in these relationships, and she counseled to them. But the thing is that a lot of them want to get out of to get a divorce. And the only way for them to get a divorce is through khula, because they're requesting it, which requires that they have to be, you know, financially able to do that or return the dowry or the mahar to the husband as, predicated by the khula procedure. So what if they don't have that? What if the thing is, it's the man's problem that he's causing all that abuse. He's causing all that hardship on the wife, and that's why they're seeing a counselor. So is there a way out for them? What is the best way for them to solve the issue of divorce if they want to seek divorce?
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man walahu ba'd. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for everybody who's suffering and to make those who are suffering in their marriages to bring comfort and to soothe their heart and to bring peace and tranquility and love to the homes of our community and every couple who are married. Allahumma ameen. As for the relationship between a husband and wife can be terminated, the marriage can be terminated by different ways. Okay. First one, obvious death will terminate the marriage. The second
we're not recommending that.
You
mean natural death.
Natural death.
You're just being technical.
I can love it. That's a good one. And the second one, the first one of them died, naturally. And the second thing will be, if the marriage can be terminated from the husband's side, and okay. We call that divorce.
Right.
Okay, so he divorced his wife based on her request, or he decided to divorce her. Another way to terminate the marriage is basically when the wife say, you know, I don't want to live with this person.
Mm-hmm.
And when they feel like they cannot, fulfill the rights. فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا يُقِيمَ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ فَلَا جُنَاهَا. If they cannot fulfill the rights of marriage, فَلَا جُنَاهَا عَلَيْهِمَا. There is no harm on them. فِيمَ افْتَدَتْ بِهِ. So she will, there is no harm upon them if they agree that she will pay him something in return for the divorce, which is, we call this khul.
Khul, yes.
And it also came in the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Bukhari and others, Imra'at Thabit ibn Qais, when she came to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, said, Ya Sallallahu, I have nothing to criticize this man with, his manner, his deen, his everything, but I just came and married him. I can't. She didn't like his look, actually. And she said, I don't want to be with him. Then he said, khalas, just give him his mahar back, which is the hadiqa. He gave her like a farm. Give it back to her, and he divorced her. And basically, he made the khul based on that. Iwad, which is she returned back the mahar or any amount of money that they agreed upon. We always recommend that it should be the mahar given to be returned back. Mm-hmm. So that's the second one. So there's no abuse, nothing. She just doesn't want to live with the person. Okay? Mm-hmm. The third one, when the marriage terminated by a third entity, where a person of authority comes, and in the general case, it's the imam, or the judge, not the imam of the masjid, the judge, or the wali, the governor, or the government in modern days, like the court. And this is about Muslim court, Muslim judge, okay, would come and say, you know what, I terminate this marriage. And this can be terminated for several reasons. Mm-hmm. But one of the reasons that relevant to here is when he sees there is an abuse. Okay? Like part of the abuse, let's say the husband disappeared or said, "Wallahi, I'm not going to touch you." And he stayed like four months and 10 days, never showed up, doesn't want to touch her, doesn't want to go there. He just want to leave her. After that, the judge can come and say, "I divorce you from him."
Okay.
He likes it, he doesn't like it, he agree, he doesn't agree, it doesn't really matter at this point. You see? So if there is an abuse like some of these cases, and she goes and prove that is there is abuse, she doesn't need to do khulu. Actually, a divorce will be in force in this case. And if the divorce is in force in this case, all her financial rights are protected.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So a lot of people don't understand that they think that, you know, there is an ultimate power for the man or for the husband. That's not true. You can't force someone to live with you. You can't force someone into marriage, you know. And if someone is abusing, that's a ground for divorce, enforcing divorce. And you go to a person of knowledge, a person of authority to do that. While you're also taking the legal system, if we found that the life between these two individuals, it's became not possible. Mm-hmm. And he refusing to divorce, we will enforce the divorce over him. It's not his choice. And I want to make sure that everybody understands this. There is no ultimate power here. Sharia give you a lot of power as a husband, but not unchecked power. Not there is no ultimate like have no ceiling for it. No, there is. And kama yuqal, anyone abuse his power, lose it.
Right.
And when there is abuse here of your body, you lose it. So as a counselor, you have to understand these three. So in this case, I advise that they go to an imam or an arbitrator and start doing the legal steps and come to an end. And please, let's bring our marriages, if it's come to an end, let's bring it to end in a peaceful way.
Right.
Allah said, فَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, exactly. Live with them in goodness. And when he talk about تَسْرِيحٌ بِإِحْسَانٍ, you let her go with gracious, to be even more kind. There's no need for nasty divorce. There's no need for being nasty to each other. Just move on. I know it hurts. I know you're angry. I know there is a lot of things bad happen between you and him or her. But you know what? Just let it go. If you have kids, that should be your main focus, to take care of the kids. And how? Because you're going to be connected to each other for the rest of your life. Don't forget.
Right.
وَلَا تَنْسَوَ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Don't forget about the good things between you.
Exactly, yeah.
And there's no need for us to turn it to be nasty, because it's only hurt you both and hurt the children the most. Just bring it an end peacefully and everybody move in his life. And if you couldn't agree on something, alhamdulillah, choose an arbitrator, go to a Muslim imams or a leader to help you to come to a conclusion that will please everybody. And when divorce happened, it's not an opportunity for you I'm going to make money out of him or out of her. That's not how it is. You know, it's basically, I'm now want to move on to my life. And a lot of people think also that, I had a case, Sheikh, not long time ago, of a person did not choose the court. He said, I want an Islamic arbitration. So, and I see tons of these cases, as you know. So they came to me and I said, okay, so Islamically, that's what you have to do. He said, no, I'm going to go back to court. Court is cheaper. When I told him what Islamically is responsible for, he said, no, the court offered me way less. He was thinking that Islam is like, you know, I'm going to give her like a couple of $1,000 and let her go. And when he found that this is a lot of responsibility, financial responsibility Islamically, he told me, no, I don't want to. And subhanAllah, the judge said, no. You chose the Islamic arbitrator, you go with the Islamic arbitrator. And she forced that on him. So it is sad, like when people think of like Islamic laws, it's a bias, it's not on the side of the woman. That's not true. You know, it's not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not favor anyone based on his gender or that person's gender or anything. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have put responsibilities and made financial responsibility based on a great wisdom. These rules are, there is a wisdom behind it. There is a reasoning behind it. It's not through male, female, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala biased to men over women. No, it's not, a'udhu billah. That's not the case. And if you think that, that's kufr. That's just
right.
Thinking yeah. evil or bad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being biased. And that's absolutely not true. Yes, I agree. Sometimes the culture, the practice of some people, even some people of might be associated with the knowledge, with the religion, might be biased, might be affected by culture. But I'm talking about purely looking at what our deen said, what our religion said. And if it does not go in your favor, it doesn't mean it's bad. There is a greater wisdom. Sharia, look at the big picture, not to the micro one, which is your own personal interest in this case. I hope this explain and help
right.
people understand the scopes.
Right. Barakallahu feek, Sheikh.
Ayyakum, inshallah.